Hello, everybody. Welcome again in the book site. I publish an episode every weekday, and I read in this episode a power and prediction book. If you're here for the first time, welcome. If you're here again, welcome again. And let's start another section of the very interesting book titled Power and Prediction. The section is named Correlation and Causation. Let's start. Data provides the information that enables a prediction. As artificial intelligence acquire more high quality data, the predictions improve. By quality, we mean that you have data about the context in which you are trying to predict. Statisticians call this the need to predict something on the support of your data. Extrapolate too much from the data you have and the prediction may be inaccurate. Predicting on the support of your data is not as simple as collating data from a wider variety of settings to ensure you aren't extrapolating too much or avoiding predicting too far into the future. Sometimes the data you need doesn't exist. This underlines the refrain repeated in every statistics course worldwide. Correlation is not necessarily causation. In the US toy industry, there is a strong correlation between advertising and revenue. Advertising spending increases sharply toward the end of November and stays high for about a month. During this time, when advertising is high, toys fly off the shelves. Looking at the data alone, it might be tempting to increase advertising during the rest of the year. Surely, it would be possible to increase revenue in April if only the industry advertised in the early spring as it does in the month before Christmas. The industry hasn't done that. Toy advertising in April is much lower than toy advertising in December. That means that any prediction for what happened if advertising would increase in April is off the support of the data. From the month-by-month correlation between advertising and revenue, you can't tell if advertising cost revenue or if Christmas caused both. It's possible that the correlation is casual, so increasing ad spending in April will lead to a sharp increase in toy sales. Of course, it's also possible that it isn't advertising that is causing most of the sales in December. Instead, it might be an anticipation of Christmas that causes both the advertising and the sales. It's also possible that the advertising does cause sales in December, but since far fewer Americans buy toys in April, there won't be much effect at the time of year. In other words, prediction machines alone won't provide information on what would happen to April's toy sales if the industry advertising strategy changed. To discover the relationship, you need to use a different branch of statistics called causal inference. Like artificial intelligence, this branch has also seen major progress in the past few years. And it's becoming increasingly clear that these tools are themselves a complement to AI, providing AI with the data necessary to enable effective prediction in many settings. The top AI companies in the world recognize that. For example, of three 2021 Nobel Prize winners, two worked for Amazon. In addition to the academic position, Guido Imbens is a scientist on the core AI team, and David Card is an Amazon scholar. This part of the book is very interesting to me since it's mentioned data quality and prediction failure. Not a failure exactly, but we're talking about if we look too much into prediction, we might miss the point. At the same time, a quality of data is necessary to make sure that the prediction is good. This is actually a very important topic to me, and this book is very inspiring. It's very inspiring when it comes to thinking about what does it mean AI for good. Authors of this book definitely are talking about data quality. to train a really good model to deliver really good AI-powered solution to and apps that leverage artificial intelligence and data monetization techniques, we need a good quality data. I think this topic is very important because it touches the ethical perspective of AI. If your data is low quality and the quality of the data is, let's say, not good, that means that the model probably will not deliver good results. And there might be a temptation to train that model and see what happens. But we need to remember the foundation that if the data is low quality, the prediction cannot be good. At the same time, it gives a lot of positive correlations because to produce good prediction, we need to make sure that there is a team behind it and people need to evaluate if that prediction is actually good. Imagine that artificial intelligence will predict that the next emergency car needs to go not the hospital one, but to the hospital two, which will make the time of driving longer, which basically can influence life or health of the patient that is in this car. So without people after analyzing what happened, without people checking that prediction, we cannot make sure that AI will deliver a good result. And I really like that because AI needs us to deliver good predictions, not the other way. So I will leave you guys with this thought today, and I hope we'll meet here tomorrow in the next Booksite episode. Thank you. Take care and bye-bye.